This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The entire back and forth between Bilam and Hashem seems difficult to comprehend. Initially, when Balak's representatives came to invite Bilam to curse the Jews, Hashem says to Bilam, in no uncertain terms, in Perikov Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lo Yiseleich Imahem, do not go with them. However, when Balak followed up by sending higher-ranking officers, it seems that Hashem relented and permitted Bilam to go. As we see in Pasuk Chof, the Pasuk says, Im Likroi Lecha Bo'u Hanoshim, if you think you will benefit financially by going with them, Kum Leichitam, Hashem says, then you can go. And then we find two Pesukim later, it says, Vayichraf Hashem Ki Hoylechu, Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. So what's going on here? First he says, don't go. Then he says, okay, you can go. And then when Bilam goes, Hashem is angry that he went. This surely needs an explanation. The Vilna Gaon notes that there are two words in the Hebrew language which means with them, and that is itam and imohem. And there is a difference between these two words. When it says that he went imohem, it means going with them and being totally identical to them. However, itam means going with them and not necessarily going for the same reason. Balak wished that Bilam went with his messengers, not just physically, but in spirit and united to curse Klal Yisrael. Hashem replied, Lo Yiseleich Imahem, you may not go together with them, in an identical fashion, sharing the same motives as them. That's what Hashem said, Lo Yiseleich Imahem. However, when Hashem subsequently appeared to relent, he said, Kum Leich Itam, you may physically go with them, but not united with their intentions. Hashem then got angry, because when Bilam went, it says that he went Im Sarei Moav, united with them in their mission. So Hashem never changed his mind. He was against Bilam going Imoi, but not against him going Itoi. At the end, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, the Malach tells Bilam, Leich Imho Anoshim, you may go with them and be united with them in their cause. As Rashi says, in the way which a person wishes to go, they take him down that path. So at the end, Hashem allowed Bilam to go with Sarei Moav, Imam, united with them, which was only to bring about Bilam's final end, when he will be killed together with them, and his end will be Imam. Maral adds that we find the same difference in Lashon, Itoi and Imoi, by Avram and Bilam. When Avram went to the Akedah, it says that he went with Shnei Na'orav Itoi. However, by Bilam it says he went with Shnei Na'orav Imoi. And the reason is because the Na'orav of Avram were Yishmael and Eliezer, who were not going to the Akedah equally as Avram, because they were Am Hadoy Melechamor. Therefore it says, Ushnei Na'orav Itoi, because Avram and his Na'orav were not the same. However, Bilam was an equal to his servants, both of them being Am Hadoy Melechamor. And therefore by Bilam it says, Ushnei Na'orav Imoi. The second Dvar Torah for this week is also a word from the Vilna Gaon. Pasuk says in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, Bilam said, Imiten li Balak meloi vesoi kesev izav, even if Balak gives me his whole house filled with silver and gold, le'ucha lavar es pi Hashem lasois ketano o gedoyla, I would not be able to transgress the words of Hashem to do ketano o gedoyla, a small thing or a big thing. And the question is, once Bilam said that he cannot do a small thing, surely he cannot do a big thing. So what did Bilam mean by saying that I cannot do ketano o gedoyla? The pasuk says further on, when Hashem gave brachas for Bilam to bless Klal Yisrael with, Bilam did not want to go back to Balak with these brachas. And the pasuk says, Vayosem Hashem dovar b'fi Bilam. Hashem put something in Bilam's mouth. And Rashi says, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu resen v'chako b'fiv. Hashem put a bridle and a hook in Bilam's mouth, like a person who pricks the mouth of an animal with a hook in order to take it where he wishes. In this manner, Hashem led Bilam back to Balak. And the question is, what are these two items, chako v'resen, and why are they both needed? Answers the Vilna Gaon, the power of Bilam was to arouse the Midas Hadin against Klal Yisrael. He did that by using the names of Hashem that represent Midas Hadin. For example, the name Kael is Midas HaRachmonis, Keli Keli Loma Azavtoni. However, the name Elikim is Midas HaDin. Bilam wanted to arouse the Midas HaDin by saying Elikim. So too, the name Yudke Vavke is Midas HaRachmonis. But the first two letters of that name, Yudke, Kol, is the shame of Midas HaDin. Bilam was trying to say the name Kol, which was the name of Midas HaDin. However, whenever Bilam tried to use the name of Hashem, which represented Din, Hashem changed it to the name, which represented Rachamim. When he tried to say Elikim, Hashem cut him short, and he only said Kale. When he tried to say Ka, Hashem stretched him out, and instead of Yud-Ke, he said Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, the shame of Rachmanis. And that is what Bilam meant when he said, Le'ucha la'sois kitano o gedoyla. I'm trying to say kitano, Ka. I'm trying to say Gedoyla, Elikim. But whenever I try to say Kitano Ka, Hashem stretches it out to Yudke Vavke. And I'm trying to say Gedoyla, Elikim. But whenever I try to say Elikim, Hashem cuts me short. And all I'm able to say is the first two letters of Kale, which is Midas HaRachmonis. The Chaka and Resen are both used to pull an animal. Just one achieves it by closing the mouth of the animal, and the other achieves it by having the mouth open. By saying that Hashem put chaka v'resen in the mouth of Bilam, it is saying that Hashem closed the mouth of Bilam and opened the mouth of Bilam. Hashem opened his mouth when Bilam tried to say ka, and Hashem opened his mouth and stretched it out to yud-ke vav-ke. Hashem closed the mouth of Bilam when he tried to say alikim, and Hashem cut him short and closed his mouth, and all he was able to do is say the first two letters of kale, which was Midas HaRachmonis. And finally explains the Goin, this is pshat in the pasuk when Bilam said, "Mo'ekoiv loikaboy kel, mo'ezoim loizoam Hashem." Bilam was saying that with the names that Hashem was allowing him to use, he was not capable of cursing Klal Yisrael. "Mo'ekoiv, how can I curse Klal Yisrael? Loikaboy kel, I can't curse them with the name kel. Kel is midas rachmanis. Mo'ezoim, how can I bring anger on Klal Yisrael? Loizoam Hashem, I can't bring anger with the name Hashem. Over there, the word Hashem is spelled Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. I cannot bring anger upon them with the name of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke." Bilam was saying, with only these names that Hashem allows me to use, the names of Rachmanis, I cannot curse Klal Yisrael, and I cannot bring anger upon Klal Yisrael.